This time, what I perceive is a very strong sense of exasperation. People are furious and they feel that this situation has lasted too long. They want revenge. It could become pretty ugly if things are not repaired quickly. In particular, there is a very strong popular feeling against whoever is from the government. So the prime minister or the president, who really are on the extreme of the political arena, one belonging to the democratic opposition, the other one in being the leader of the Seleka, both of them are treated the same way by the population. You know, they want to stone them. Actually, it happened once when they visited a place after one of those incidents occurred in Fatima neighborhood in Bangui.
Does this lead us to believe that we should be questioning the entire legitimacy of the government in the CAR?
We have to face the truth. The truth is this cabinet doesn't work properly. The president might be of goodwill, but his group, Seleka, did perform very badly. Huge violation of human rights are taking place in the country. So, of course, you could blame one or the other, but the situation is such that personally I would expect a very drastic reshuffle of the cabinet and maybe as well strong pressure exercise on the leadership, both the president, the prime minister, so that they work together, which will be kind of miracle, and perform, do achieve things for their population. But at this stage, as we are talking today, yes, I feel that their legitimacy is very much contested by a huge fraction of the population because they feel that they just took the money and did not deliver. And of course, as an analyst, I could, you know, defer, but certainly the popular feeling is very much in that line.
If the population itself in the CAR is questioning the legitimacy of its government, then who outside of the CAR continues to support the government?
This is the point. The international community doesn't want to come to make a coup. And so the international community will have to work with whoever is in charge. But again, there are progress, maybe either voluntary or under pressure. We may expect the current leadership of the country to behave more properly, maybe to travel less, to buy less people, and to focus on basic needs of the population, which go beyond the security, but as well, which may imply delivering against some services, trying to organize a bit. If people are not happy, it's not uncommon in the world. It happens actually quite often in my country, but you have political parties, you have ways to, you could reshuffle governments, you could maybe try once more to rebuild the national police, national army, national gendarmerie, so that people get a better or a greater trust in the state and won't just go havoc as soon as there is a problem in the neighborhood, as it is, you know, happening increasingly often now.
All of this obviously complicates any French intervention in the CAR. There's a vote by the UN Security Council expected on Thursday. Is this vote a foregone conclusion?
Let us say, at least legally, it shouldn't be a French intervention. The French should intervene supporting an African force. Now, the current African force present on the ground, the MICOPACS, you know, has a mixed record, because it would be very wrong to say that they didn't achieve anything. At the same time, there have been very strong limitations, strong arguments even among the various contingents on the understanding of the mandate, and from time to time, even differences between those contingents on their head of state. So the one key issue is first to make sure that the new force called MISCA would actually behave more properly, be more efficient, more trusted by the population. The second is whether the French, who always claim to be in support, will have the guts to actually, you know, push for a stronger political mandate of the mission, to make sure that a number of steps are taken to provide a sense, because security is not only military in the street, is to make the population feel that the national armed force are rebuilt very quickly, even if symbolic steps are taken at first, and not only Seleka, then as well the same maybe for the gendarmerie, the police. So it's and then as well that the sense of of normalcy as well should go beyond that in maybe a more efficient and more accountable cabinet, as well as slightly something done on the economy, because you know you can't talk to people with empty stomach about reconciliation on inclusive citizenship. You have to understand that one salary has been paid now for the last 3 months, so the economy is really collapsing. You have to move things a bit. It doesn't mean spending billions of dollars as in Afghanistan. It just means maybe a few start re-engaging the private sector in CR and so on and so forth. And then maybe, yes, you could start moving. But what I fear very much is the Security Council, the French, the African Union have a quite simplistic understanding of the crisis they have to address in CR. They see it mostly as a law and order issue, and they dismiss completely the political dimension of what has been happening for now 8 months. I believe this is a very strong mistake. An intervention is needed, but a very strong political mandate as well is required, so that this operation is not only spending money on making the French troop in the headlines, but as well maybe improving on a long-term basis the situation in CR.
The situation in the CAR, it will be the subject of a special conference to be held in Paris in a few days' time. Exactly what will be discussed in terms of the CAR at this conference?
You may expect something on discussing the mandate, on enforcing, on discussing the MISCA. Later in the month, there will be a donors' conference. And the donors' conference may actually spend more time discussing how to fund the MISCA, the African Union Force, than really change the parameters of the CR economy so that people could have a living. There could be some, that normalcy is not only at the security level, but could extend to the economic realm and so on. I fear that most of the energy will be spent on MISCA, and what we need is people to be creative, and of course, what will be the sense for donors to help a CR if the government is spending the money in the wrong way?